G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
You've heard from Cindy and heard Jack Russell has a bit of a problem.
Yes. We've got a little girl, Jack Russell, who's about 2 years of age. She's a rescue dog and we know that she does a few nervous wheeze. Now, traditionally, she does that when you're coming to pick her up for a cuddle or alternatively when you're trying to put a harness on and walking her. So this is quite a common situation. It generally is more common in females than males. It can be a physical problem in the sense of if the dog was de-sexed too young and maybe everything hadn't formed, but also it can be a behavioural problem. So for our little Jack Russell, she's two, so she's out of that puppy behaviour kind of thing. So I would say this is more likely to be behavioural. But if we try a few things and nothing changes, then I would recommend taking her to the vet to see whether or not there's a urinary tract infection or she might be more susceptible to that. So often dogs that are nervous when you go to reach down or pick them up and they might let go of their bladder a little bit, it can be because we're tall and we kind of move down very quickly and the dog's excited but also nervous at the same time. So just those inner workings can start to go. What I would recommend is, especially say, for example, you're coming home from work, rather than going straight for the dog and having a pat inside, I might just relaxingly, without too much fanfare, just go outside to the backyard, encourage my dog to come, and then I might sit down on something that lowers my position in space and time and allow the dog to come to me rather than me go to the dog, so that the dog's not caught in that fight, flight or freeze mode. Again, in the house, I would also encourage to let the dog come and come for the cuddle rather than trying to pick the dog up. Now, with the harness, trying to put a harness on a dog, it can be stressful for nervous dogs because often dogs don't like things going over their head and they're kind of caught. They can't see what's going on. So we can desensitize this little girl to the harness by maybe having a treat and we first pick up the harness and just show the dog. Then we do micro steps towards putting the harness on. And this might go over a week or a month. And every time we take one tiny little step, which might be, I just hold my next step is putting the harness just around the muzzle of the dog, not touching the dog, and treat and release. Then it might be just putting them as far as just up to the in level with the eyes, treat, release, and so on and so forth, just so that we can desensitize that. It's really important that we don't correct the dog or show any body language that we're not happy that the dog's just done a little twinkle, because that can make the dog more stressful for next time. But doing some of these things where we're giving opportunities for the dog to come to us on our turn, on her terms, should help the dog be able to move beyond it. And obviously having that relationship and taking that time will just build better bond as well, which is also a great antidote for nervousness.
And if it stays a big problem, definitely go to the vet.
Definitely go to the vet and just see if there's something biological going on there.
Good on you, Cindy. Thanks for your message. If you're having a problem with your dog, drop Joe a line. goldcentralvictoria.com.au is the Dog Spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
See you next week.